Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In today's music slot, we present the Ambol Festival 2014 in bonsai format, but unbroken in spirit. That was a performance by Slovena Quartet, whose concert entitled Ethno Europe is on the programme of the Ambol Festival 2014. Having been founded in 1998 by Jeffrey Dean from the United States and organised by Ardenza Foundation, the festival has asserted itself as an established forum for the presentation of new and neglected works by American and Bulgarian composers, for collaboration among composers and performers from Bulgaria and the United States, and a podium for young musicians to be immersed in new music, reads the festival's website. And its innumerable fans know that the programme upholds these values year on year. Ambol usually takes place in October over 1 week. The first exception to this rule is this year's 14th edition of the festival. Here is more from pianist Daniela Dikova, who represents Ardenza.
Тази година Ambol 14, както се смее в Фундация Ardenza, е в формат бонзай.
We say in jest that this year the festival is in bonsai format. Naturally, the reason is financial. But we do not give up easily. We know that the values we uphold each year in October must be developed in time. That is what motivates us to never give up and to hold on to our designated place, albeit with just three concerts. The opening concert was by Zvezdana Novaković's Slovena Quartet from Slovenia. She makes use of Slavic and Bulgarian tradition to create her own music and to improvise. Besides Zvezdana, the quartet features three other ladies she knows from her studies at the Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Art in Plovdiv. What captivated our imagination was her enthusiasm to work using Bulgarian folklore as a basis. Our musical heritage is a treasure trove that can never run dry, but we tend to forget it, and it is people like Zvezdana that remind us of it. This year the festival is not within 1 week, as it has always been. The next events are in November. There will be a concert by jazz trumpet player Venzi Blagojev and his formation Jazztet. We wind up with a programme dedicated to contemporary Bulgarian music, with works by Konstantin Iliev and Lyubomir Pipkov, as well as one work by Georgi Arnaudov, composed especially for the Viva Piano Festival in a new transcript. We are grateful to the US Embassy in Bulgaria for their support, and to our hosts from the American Corner. To my mind, the American Corner Concert Hall is very well suited to experimental music and improvisation. Experiment, innovation, improvisation. These are the key words of the Ambl Festival.
Thank you.
Zvezdana Novakovic is a singer and harp player. As she likes to say, she has been in Bulgaria for two lovely years. Here she specialized folklore singing with Professor Svetlana Stanilova. Here is what Zvezdana says about the Ethno-Europe project, which she put together with Gergana Pavlova, Neviana Ganeva and Diljana Vasileva, all of them soloists from the Trakia Ensemble.
The idea of Slovena Quartet is to open these beautiful voices that specifically Bulgarian voices has. It's called, in a classical singing or like in our vocabulary, open singing. It is very old way of singing. It's really, when you hear it, it resonates something that is, you can hear it comes from very, very far away, a long time ago. And I saw also, because I personally come from Slovenia and the ladies I sing with are from Bulgaria. And I saw similarities in our cultures. For example, in Bulgaria, you have kukeri. In Slovenia, we have kurenti. It's the same mask that happened 40 days before Easter. It's the same ritual that happens. Well, it's not only this ritual. It's many of those kind of similarities. And I got idea that I would like to open a quartet where we put Slavic cultures. We take authentic song and we arrange it with nice new harmonies, or if it maybe is jazz influenced, maybe it's classical influenced, but we have something very old, some root from the Slavic countries, because in Bulgaria you also were Slavic tribes, and in Slovenia we have one of the Slavic tribes too, and we have the language. It's really fantastic. When I learn Bulgarian language, I hear sometimes very, very old words that are not used anymore in Slovenia, but I understand, because it's just, I can hear the root was far away, and this the same for Bulgaria. When I say something in Slovenian language, the Bulgarian said to me, oh, but this is very old word in Bulgaria. For example, pletenje, we say pletenje, this is a normal vocabulary we would say, or krumpir. The different cultures we meet in one old way of singing. I lived here for 2 years till June, and then I finished my studies here, so I went back to Slovenia, but as much as I can, I'm coming back. So we are with the quartet, which we are together now 2 years almost. We can continue working, we can continue building our repertoire, and we have to work on a distance also, so we have to prepare ourselves. This is how the professionals have to work, and I hope it will go on, because I feel extremely happy when I can sing with Bulgarian voices. It's something that makes me almost cry.
Zvezdana Novakovic from Slovena Quartet. At their concert within the frameworks of the Ambol Festival, the quartet performed their own compositions based on famous folk songs from Bulgaria, America and Slovenia. There is but a handful of musical formations in this country capable of performing such a sophisticated repertoire with such a singular flair for folklore styles, modern harmony and inimitable artistry.
Mama se
In our music corner, we presented the Amble Festival 2014.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.